Chapter 4, Man Interrupted. Sai appeared in a darkened room. "Where am I now?" he wondered. There was enough light from LEDs and a dim light coming through a window and a door to see across the small room. He walked carefully toward the door, felt the wall for a light switch, and flipped it up. The lights came on, and he could see he was in a somewhat cluttered office. There were stacks of files, papers, and mail on an old metal desk. On top of the pile sat an envelope ripped open. A collection notice crowned the stack. There were rolls of dusty blueprints filling a corner, along with battery chargers and a half-full cup of cold coffee. The message light on the phone blinked, and its digital display said there were 27 messages. On the wall, near the door, was a photo of an old weathered house, and just next to it was a photo of what looked to be the same house, completely transformed and new-looking. On the wall, over the desk, there were photos of a pretty woman holding a baby. By now, Sai knew he was here for a reason. He looked at more of the framed photos hanging from the wall, and, as he suspected, they were pictures of Troy and his family. There was his wife, along with an attentive young boy leaning against Troy's leg, the cutest little girl in his arms, and a roly-poly baby in his wife's arms. Sai swallowed. It was the same combination as his own children, and memories began to flood back. "How short life is, and how precious," Sai whispered to himself. His eyes began to well up as he stared at Troy's family. Just then, Sai heard a truck pull up, and he saw the glow of headlights filter through the small building. "Oh no, he's going to think I'm a burglar." Sai swatted the light switch down and stepped out into the hallway. There was another office across the hall, and he ducked in. He heard keys in the nearby front door. Troy walked in with a purpose. He seemed in a hurry as he went into his office and turned a light on. First, Troy made a phone call. "Hi, honey. Yeah, I'm at the office. I'll be home in 20 minutes, okay?" "Well, tell her I will. Just as soon as I get home, okay?" "Yeah, I will. I promise." "Okay. I love you. Tell the kids daddy loves them." "What's she doing?" "Watching TV." "What's Monkey Boy doing?" "Yeah, on his computer." "Okay, well, let me go and I'll do what I gotta do so I can get home, okay? All right, bye, baby." For the next 2 hours, Sai stayed silent as he listened to and spied on Troy returning phone calls, opening mail, and scribbling notes. At times, Troy sighed. At times, he laughed. And at times, he cursed. Sai thought, he really needs help. Finally, when a digital clock glowed 10:07 p.m., Troy got up to leave. Sai panicked. Was he coming in here? Would he discover him? How will I get out? As Troy ran his fingers through his hair and let out a long breath, he exited his office and took a right. Sai could hear that he was in the bathroom. Sai acted fast. He slipped out of the office and sneaked out the front door. 60 seconds later, Sai could see the lights go off inside. Troy came out and faced the door to lock it with his key. As Troy turned, he saw Sai standing next to his truck, with the pinkish light from the parking lot lamp shining down on him. Troy was startled and he paused. He wasn't afraid, as Sai was not a menacing figure. He nearly said, "Well, if it isn't my angel," but he was too tired and not in the mood for comedy. "Hello," Sai said. "Who are you and what do you want?" Troy said directly. "My name is Sai." "Yeah, I got that," Troy shot back, showing his annoyance. "What do you want?" "I want to help you," Sai said. Troy said coldly, "I'm not hiring, and if you wanted a job, 10 o'clock at night is not the time to come to ask for one." Sai could tell that he was in trouble and at the risk of never getting Troy to listen. "Listen, I'm not looking for a job, and I don't want anything from you. I was sent here to help you." "Help me with what?" Troy said sarcastically. "Your business. Your business and your life," Sai said firmly. Troy paused. "I don't need your help. And who sent you?" Sai thought of what to say. He knew he couldn't tell the truth because he'd lose him. "Someone who loves you," Sai said. "What? You're crazy. Who?" Troy's face matched the tone of his words. It doesn't matter right now. I'm here to help you. I have to help you, Sai said. How? I can help you accomplish your goals and have a better life. My life is fine, and I don't need your help, Troy said, taking a step toward his truck. Look, I know it's strange, me showing up like this, but I know that you need help. You don't know nothing, Troy lashed out. Now, Sai felt himself come alive. He hadn't had an easy time in the school of hard knocks. As a young man, he once thought he knew it all himself. And even when he did realize he needed help, there was a time when he was too proud to admit it, especially to strangers. Negotiating his own journey, he'd had his fair share of difficult people to deal with, and he knew how to handle this one. Skills and determination that he hadn't used in some time became available to him at this moment. I know a lot about you, Sai said. What do you know? Troy said in a direct challenge. Sai looked directly in Troy's eyes without blinking. I know you're a good man, otherwise I wouldn't be here. I know you've been in business for 12 years and you aren't making any money. I know you aren't happy and you want it to be better. Sai pushed his words onto Troy. Troy tried to resist, but Sai continued. I know you're trying your best. You work 70 hours a week, but you're running fast in the wrong direction. You feel like a slave instead of being free. You want to be successful, right? Right? By now, Sai was almost yelling. Right? He demanded an answer of Troy. Troy couldn't help but answer. Right. Well, if you keep doing what you're doing the same way you've been doing it, then how the heck do you expect anything to change? Sai paused and watched Troy, who was now stunned. Young man, if you keep doing what you're doing, you can't expect different results, can you? Sai said, demanding another answer. Can you? No, Troy said, almost scared. You have to do something different, Sai belted at him. I don't have time to do something different. That's crap, Sai retorted. Any guy who's busted like you has the same amount of time as any billionaire. You're just doing the wrong thing, Sai said. In an ever quicker exchange, Troy yelled, But I'm working my ass off now. I can see that. How's that working for you? Sai yelled back. You smartass, it's hard, Troy shot back. Well, if it's hard, you're doing it wrong. I can help you, Sai declared. I'm doing everything I can now, Troy yelled, and then his face cracked like he was going to break down. Sai paused before going on, his voice a bit lower. It's not about what you do, it's about how you think. Troy stared at him with wide eyes. Sai sensed he had a direct path inside Troy now. He lowered his voice more. Freedom comes not when you solve all your problems, young man. Freedom comes when you realize you can't do it alone. There was a long pause. Troy sniffled and looked away into the dark, setting his jaw. Sai stood firm in front of him for another long minute. Troy took a deep breath, stood up straight, and regained his composure. Why should I listen to you? He asked, more calmly now. Sai replied, You tell me. Why should you? Troy stared quietly, not knowing what to say. You want to be successful, right? Sai asked. Yeah, Troy admitted. You want to be respected, right? Troy was listening. Yeah, he whispered. You want to be a good provider for your family, right? Sai asked. Yeah. Troy welled up again. You want to be a good husband, right? Troy looked at his questioner, his whole body tense, but he didn't answer. You want to be a good father, right? Sai drilled. Anger rose in Troy's eyes. Something's got to change, Sai declared. Troy's eyes now flashed anger. Go to hell, he said, and reached for the door handle behind Sai. He pulled the door open and it hit Sai in the back. Troy slammed the door, pulled his truck backwards without looking behind him, and sped off into the night. Sai stood under the light in the parking lot, knowing he was beginning to break through, and wondering how much more it would take. Sai said to himself, I just might go to hell if you don't give it up. He watched the taillights fade into the distance. Troy slipped off his shoes on the porch and walked quietly inside. As he passed the dimly lit kitchen, he saw it had been cleaned up. His dinner plate was wrapped with cellophane on the counter. He paused and stared at the plate. He stood there, thinking. A crayon drawing was on the refrigerator. It was a picture of a pickup truck, blue, with a white sign on the side. Inside the truck was a stick man's head, but it wasn't smiling. The top of the page read, "Daddy." The page hit Troy like a cannonball in the chest. He wiped his tears and quietly walked up the stairs. He visited his son's room first. There his son lay, silent, his forehead damp, and his hair mussed. Troy just looked at him for a minute and listened to his breathing. "I missed another day, monkey boy," he cried silently. Next, he went into his daughter's room. They were each nestled in their beds, precious, sweet, and innocent. He kissed each one and cried. He cried and cried, tears dripping on their blankets. He couldn't stop. When he could, he took a deep breath and quietly left their room. He saw a lamp on in the bedroom as usual. He quietly ducked into the bathroom and used the wad of toilet paper to dry his face. He went into his bedroom slowly, with his hands buried deep in his pockets and his elbows straight. He saw his wife, asleep, with a book on her chest. She was beautiful. He watched her sleep for a minute from the doorway, thinking. He walked over to the bed and kissed her softly. She woke up. "I thought you were going to be home in 20 minutes," she said. Normally, he'd explain how he found important messages and mail on his desk, and he'd tell her about all the things he had to do, but not tonight. "I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry." She opened her eyes and looked at him. "The girls made you a special cupcake. It's in the fridge." He put his head on her chest and wept. "Are you okay?" she asked softly. Troy didn't answer. He didn't have to. She held him against her. Without looking up, he knew she was crying too. Troy couldn't sleep. He thought about what Sai had said to him. He knew Sai was right. Everything he said was right. But who was he? Troy wanted to succeed desperately, but should he let this stranger, who appears out of nowhere, into his life? But what if he was the answer? There was no use trying to sleep. It was 2 a.m. and his mind would not rest. Troy got out of bed and put on sweatpants and a t-shirt. He went downstairs and outside onto the front porch. He looked up at the dark blue sky for a long while, thinking. "Something to fight for?" Sai said. Troy looked to his left and saw Sai on the porch. He began to realize Sai wasn't going away. "Are you ready?" Sai asked. "Leave me alone," Troy said, as he headed for the front door, trying to run away. "I can't," Sai said. Troy closed the front door behind him. But he didn't sleep all night.